This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The first hearing over President Trump's directive to end birthright citizenship, ending with a judge in Seattle ruling to block it, saying it's unconstitutional.
It's separate from a larger group of states also suing in Massachusetts. The Trump administration is defending the executive order, saying a temporary restraining order against it is not needed since it doesn't take effect until later next month, and babies impacted have not yet been born. And the administration is arguing that certain wording in the Constitution gives a president some wiggle room in the 14th Amendment. Alex Stone, ABC News.
President Trump virtually addressed the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, telling top global leaders that the U.S. is open for business, but also warned that the U.S. will impose steep tariffs on countries who choose not to do business in the U.S. The president also signaled he would like to hold a meeting with Russia's President Putin soon to start talks to end the war in Ukraine and bitter cold keeping its grip in the South. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For AM 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Kuska. It was a busy Wednesday in La Crosse City Government as three committees met. The Economic and Community Development Commission was introduced to a pair of TIF applicants, took action on three property purchases, and worked on amending a loan with property developers that was originally issued in 1998. The City Administrator Work Group met as the city continued its work towards adding that position, and the Police and Fire Commission gave personnel updates. The Redevelopment Authority meets today. Last night, Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers gave his State of the State address. With more, here's Civic Media's Lisa Hale.
In his seventh State of the State address, Governor Tony Evers declared 2025 to be the year of the kid. He outlined several policies, programs, and initiatives to make kids smarter, healthier, and safer. One of the ways he proposed doing so is with gun reform to include background checks for all firearm purchases, instituting red flag laws, and restoring the 48-hour waiting period to purchase firearms. In addition to gun reform, Evers called for free breakfast and lunch for all school children and increased funding to mitigate the child care shortage in the state. He also proposed to invest $300 million to provide comprehensive mental health services in schools. The Republican response to the speech was delivered by Assembly Speaker Robin Voss.
We have the largest one-time surplus in state history, and instead of talking about how to return that money to working families tonight, Governor Evers prioritized adding more spending and growing the size of government.
As Evers wrapped up his speech, he addressed national issues such as immigration, reproductive rights, and LGBTQ protections. He said he would veto any bill that makes Wisconsin less safe, less inclusive, or less welcoming. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
Evers will speak again to the state legislature on February 18th to present his biennial budget.
I'm Jimmy Kuska for AM 1490 WLCX and lacrosseeagle.com.
It's the Bucks and the Heat. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks flew back today after getting snowed out in New Orleans last night. Their game against the Pelicans to be rescheduled. Tonight, they're at home against the Miami Heat. The Bucks have 13 games left before the All-Star break, nine of them on the road. At 24-17, can they hold on to that fourth place spot in the East? Damian Lillard.
We got to be there mentally. You know, we got to be engaged. We got to be disciplined, and we got to be together.
NFL former Lions offensive coordinator Ben Johnson held his first press conference as the new head coach of the Chicago Bears.
I've got tremendous amount of respect for the coaches and the players in this league, having competed against them for the last 6 years. Dan Campbell, Kevin O'Connell, you're talking about two guys that are up for Coach of the Year awards as the season ends here. And to be quite frank with you, I kind of enjoyed beating Matt LaFleur twice a year.
That's the Bears' Ben Johnson with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
We are going to put a little pause on that warm-up that started yesterday. Today, sunshine, cooler, 12 our high this afternoon. Tonight, down to 2 below, but we will get back to 23 tomorrow, 32 our high by Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now is 10.
I'm Dr. Jasmine Zapata, Chief Medical Officer for Community Health at the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. Every year in the U.S., about 21,000 lung cancer deaths are caused by radon, an odorless, tasteless, and colorless gas. One in 10 Wisconsin homes has high levels of radon. Does yours? Call 1-888-LOW-RADON or visit lowradon.org to learn more. Test. Fix. Save a life.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Matt Nair on air.
Robotaxis made by Zooks are slated to hit the streets of California later on this year. Rides will initially be free for people who agree to test it out. You go first. Wait,
have you ever wanted to drive in a four-person casket with no driver?
My biggest sticking point about this is the name. Zooks is a cartoon character.
Yeah. Do you think when he's driving, he's going bumping, 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 bumping,
bumping?
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Dan Schaefer will be here from the recombobulation area. Elon Musk, all concerned about Wisconsin Supreme Court. What does that mean? We'll talk about it. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. This is the talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with Mr. Aaron Zomers, our fantastic producer and engineer. It is 6 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Welcome into hour number 2 of the big program on Thursday, January 23rd, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Hopefully you're able to get a little bit of that snow cleared. Up north, they got a few inches. Snow squalls up there in Douglas County and that sort of thing. So, but further south, I know maybe along Racine, Eau Claire, Racine, Kenosha. Where did that come from? Some lake effect. And anyway, the roads were slickery, but, you know, we live in Wisconsin, and I think everything is better, and temperatures are going to moderate a little bit for the weekend. Hopefully, you could get out there and enjoy it. Of course, one more day left in the work week on Friday. Tomorrow, big show Friday. I know she's making the rounds, but we're honored to have her back. Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez is going to be here in hour one of the program, talking about Governor Evers' State of the State address last night that we were so proud to bring you, along with our colleagues, Pat Kreitlow and James Kelly and Lisa Hale, and the entire crew carried that and the Republican response last night. Going to talk about that in just a minute here. But so Lieutenant Governor will be here. I believe Brady Ewing is going to be in as well, talking a little sports, 3-time Big Ten champion, spent 3 years in the NFL. And then Peter Rapine, been a couple of weeks. Peter Rapine is back from EPOM's world.
Is he confirmed?
I believe so. I'm going to say he is. with a week in review, a wacky, real headlines from real people. And I know there's people out there, where the heck has Peter been the last couple of weeks? Well, he was going to be on last week, and then we had to have a shindig, and so he couldn't do it. The shindig took over.
the shindig took precedence. Yeah. It preempted.
A six-hour shindig. As shindigs go, it was kind of long, but it was good. It was fine. It was fine.
Yeah.
8 minutes past the hour, 1 o'clock. So we're going to do what's worse in a minute, or in a couple of minutes, involving peanut butter. All right, so stand by for that. As Paul Harvey once said, stand by for news. The news was last night that Governor Evers had his State of the State address. It was his longest. Did you know this summer is his longest? He's done, this is the 7th one, his longest, because they did a word count. Scott Bauer over there, the terrific reporter at the Capitol for the Associated Press, Scott Bauer, God love him, he compiled a word count for all of Evers' State of the States, and last night's was the longest by over 1,000 words.
I was just about to ask by how much. Wow.
Yeah. So it was over an hour. And look, I thought there were some very good things in it. And I thought there were things. First of all, Governor Evers declared 2025, the year of the kid. The year of the kid.
That was the free space on the bingo card. Year of X.
Right. Now, I don't see how you cannot be in favor of kids.
Yeah.
But Speaker Robin Voss didn't clap.
That was something that really struck me watching it. Like, yeah. The way everything has become so partisan, the Republicans sitting there pretending like they're falling asleep.
Right.
When Evers says things like, no kid should go hungry and everybody should be able to learn and do well in school so we can have better outcomes and better lives for children.
Yeah.
That's not a policy. That's just a value statement. And if you don't agree with that value, what's wrong with you?
It seems odd. And we're going to get to a couple more of these things. I mean, he also talked about Governor Evers, made it very clear that he said, look, we support, including myself, traditions like hunting and trapping and fishing in Wisconsin. And those things should continue. But, and now I'm paraphrasing, basically saying, but everyone should be able to agree about basic things like background checks and firearms, red flag laws, which is where if someone is having a mental health crisis, that law enforcement takes away their firearms until they can be deemed safe to themselves and others.
Including voluntarily, you can surrender
right.
your own.
Right. Say, look, I'm not doing well. And also, don't forget, Wisconsin used to have a 48-hour waiting period on firearms. And Governor Evers proposed to reintroduce that. Now, I still hunt occasionally for birds, for turkey and pheasant. Was a gun deer hunter for a long time. I don't know any legit hunter worth their salt, sportsman, sportswoman, sportsperson, who would say, well, none of that affects me hunting. If I haven't done anything wrong, my background check's going to come clean. If I'm not having a mental health crisis and, threatening my spouse or my partner, I'm fine. And I don't know any hunter that's like, oh my gosh, I'm going hunting tomorrow. I got to get a gun. I mean, that's not the way it works. Most sportsmen are very particular about their firearms. They're very proud of it. They might go look for a while. They might, shoot it, if the dealer allows that before they purchase it. It's an intentional purpose if it's for the right purpose.
Right. If you don't have a gun 48 hours before hunting and you haven't thought of it and planned that far ahead, I don't think you should go hunting. I don't think you should have a gun.
Right. You're not a good place.
At least not at this point.
So those are the things that Evers... Now, look, even if you're again all those things that we say back home, if you're again them, then the argument from my former party has been, well, it's all about mental health. It's not the guns, it's mental health. Well, no worries, folks. Governor Evers has got you covered. He introduced a plan to put millions of dollars into mental health, particularly for young kids, to help them out. $300 million for school mental health. And the Republicans in the chamber did not clap. So if you don't want reasonable gun reform, and you're also not for mental health reform, where does that leave you? I mean, to paraphrase Senator Andre Jacques' brother, to clean it up for radio, if you can't be it for kids, then what the heck can you be for? I mean, jeepers, criminy. Anyway, we're going to get more into this, but L.A. Tom has been very, very patient. We appreciate it, L.A. I know you've got a lot of things to do out there. I always appreciate your views and contributions. What did you want to say about Governor Evers' State of the State last night? Go ahead.
Well, I thought Governor Evers was perfect. One, he is not a threatening type individual. He is not someone that can be called a left-wing person because he's very, very calm. I thought he was perfect in terms of starting out the speech, talking about the largest tax cuts for the middle class that has been done. Because we knew that the Republicans' only solution was going to be a tax cut. They say for working people, BS, it's for Widow Hendricks. It's the Widow Hendricks tax, I would call it. And the U-line tax, I would call it. And I thought he buffered that right away. And then he went into some of the different things. And what I thought was funny was Voss said, oh, it was the same tired speech that we've heard for 7 years. Well, I'm sorry, the Republicans have had the same tired policy for the last 50 years. But one thing I was really, really quite... astounded by, actually, and I don't know who she is or anything like that, but what her, if she's a reporter or what. If she's a reporter, she should not be civic media, because civic media is about truth and facts. Was this Lisa Hale, who used a Republican right-wing talking point, saying that it was a Democrat. First off,
well, I get your point.
I get your point,
Tom. I respect your point, but I know, Lisa, I can rest assured, I do not believe there's any political directive intent in there. I'm certainly not a perfect reporter on air. Sometimes I don't always get my words right, but I respect your point. But I can rest assured it was nothing intentional. So I'll simply listen.
Well, could you maybe inform her that's the Democratic Party?
We'll be happy to do that. Yeah, appreciate it. Again. I get it, but yeah, I can assure you there is no political agenda involved. So, but I appreciate it. But I appreciate your comments. And yes, I thought it was well laid out last night. And anything else you wanted to add quickly? All right. Very good. Thank you, Tom. Appreciate it. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Every phone line is full. Stand by. As Matt Flynn says, we'll take you in order received. Do not hang up. Cindy in Appleton, listening on WISS. You're next. Cindy, what say you?
Well, first of all, the only values the Republicans have, the only thing they value is power and money. And they don't give a damn about the red flag laws because 99% of the people that are shot by laws that would protect them, the red flag laws, are women. And we know they just have so much concern and regard for women.
Mm-hmm. Right. No, I get that. Appreciate the call. Thank you so much, Cindy. 855-752-4842. Let's go quickly to Keith in Broadhead. Keith, thanks for calling. We'll see you.
Hey, how you doing, man? Been a long while.
It has been.
So, you know, you're too reasonable there, buddy. Too reasonable. I'm also a bird hunter. I've got several guns that I use to hunt birds. I've got friends who target you with pistols. I have no issue whatsoever with that stuff. The people who are so opposed to it have no reasonable, in my opinion, no reasonable reason to be against it. They're just hyper sensitive to the Second Amendment, which is kind of silly. But I have a question for you.
Yeah.
I got a really good question. This is important stuff. My wife and I were talking about this the other day. I'll be 60 coming up pretty quick here. I'm on the downward track here towards getting ready to retire, right?
Right.
Unfortunately, due to we bought a restaurant, which, you know, never buy a restaurant, I lost everything I had as far as retirement because of the restaurant during COVID.
Yep.
So I'm going to be relying a good bit on Social Security. If Trump decides to either cut or damage Social Security in some way, is there any recourse as a citizen to get together and file a class action lawsuit based on we have all the records of all the money we have paid in Social Security for the last 45 plus years of my working? Would I have any recourse with a group of people to file a suit on that? What do you think?
It's a great question, Keith. I really appreciate the call and the question. First of all, I'll preface it by saying, look, I'm no Matt Flynn or Maggie Dawn. I'm not an attorney or Jim Santel, a practicing attorney. So don't take my words to the bank as certainly legal advice. I did work for a short time for a law firm in a non-technical legal capacity. As my old boss, Sam Gold, liked to say, look, you could sue anybody. It's just a matter of, you know, can you win? People always say, well, could I sue for that? Well, sure, anybody can sue for anything. I don't think, again, without being a full-bird attorney, I don't think that it's without merit. It comes down to if you present it, if it's a class action, do you have standing in whatever court you file in, and then kind of the luck of the draw on the judge or whatever. But it'd be a great question for Maggie Dawn, Jim Santel, or Matt Flynn. Speaking of great people of civic media, understand our colleague, our friend Jane Matner is standing by. She's going to weigh in, not going to want to miss that. We might also sneak in a what's worse question to her as well. Your phone calls, we see you on the line. Jack and Joe, do not go anywhere. It's Jane, Jack, and Joe, the 3G or 3Js after this on Civic Media.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, lacrosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. My savings tip for today is about meal planning. I know you've heard of it, but let's talk about it. Meal planning will save you money, it reduces impulse purchases, helps you not waste food, and it may be the very best thing you can do to cut back on your weekly spending. It also helps cut back the number of arguments we have in my house about what's for dinner. A writer of a recent Reader's Digest article said that she saved herself $500 a month on meal planning. I mean, we all eat differently, but those are some real savings. I know, meal planning can be a pain. So I reward myself with a treat while I plan. A beer, some ice cream, maybe a recipe magazine. And in my house, the planner does not have to be the shopper. That's real motivation. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Jack Smith's report. Maggie, prosecutors considered charging Trump with inciting insurrection, but didn't.
There's an old saying, if you shoot at the king, don't miss. If it's someone who's really powerful or really rich, I gotta be absolutely certain I can prove every charge beyond a reasonable doubt. When it's people that don't have means, then it's I'll throw every conceivable charge at you.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 21 past the hour of 1 o'clock on this Thursday, January 23, 2025. Zommer's on the board. Glad to have you along. Stand by, as Paul Harvey, to paraphrase him, once said, for what's worse. we have it coming. Don't worry. But we have to eat our meal before we have dessert, so to speak. Although my grandma Allball used to say, life's short, eat dessert first. But no, we have to get to, I mean, it's a big issue last night, Governor Evers' State of the State address. Lots in it, lots to talk about. We see you on the line, Jack, Joe, now Ted. But first of all, I want to go to our colleague, our friend. She hosts Matt Nair on Air every day directly before us. Great program, 10 until noon. Jane Matt Nair. Jane, thanks for calling in. What do you have for us today?
Good afternoon, Todd. Listening to your conversation after Governor Evers' speech last night, and especially about the gun safety measures, all I could think about this morning, and even during our show, because we talked about it as well, considering the Abundant Life school shooting was last month, we had another school shooting yesterday in Tennessee, and with the Republicans' reactions to Governor Evers' speech and his suggestions for more gun safety measures, all I can take away from this is that the Republicans' definition of freedom means that Americans are free to get shot and killed wherever we go. School, church, grocery store, that's where we're free. We're free to go out and just get shot and killed.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's, you know, I respect your opinion. I can't speak for everybody in my former party. I think that it's more, again, of this influence from top down, whether it's from Trump world, whether it's from the NRA, that elected officials are too afraid of their base. And that's why I think that, you know, now that we have fairer maps, and certainly in the next election, it's going to be tougher for Republicans to hold on to the assembly for sure, and maybe the state Senate as well. I think that my former party elected officials in my former party are too afraid of the political ramifications if they do anything reasonable. I bet you, although I haven't gone up, walked up the block and tried to do it, I bet you if you took those folks in the back assembly parlor and asked them off the record, I bet you that at least half of them, or at least a quarter of them, would say, yeah, I mean, the stuff that Evers is saying isn't that crazy, but I can't do that. I think it's a lack of courage, Jane.
Oh, it's a lack of a spine. There's no question. And I also believe, like some of your callers have said, most reasonable gun owners do not have a problem with these measures.
Mm-hmm.
These are not over the top things that the governor wants to do or gun safety experts would like to see implemented. These are not extreme. And so I think they're more concerned about their donations from the NRA, And that's who they are serving now. They do not serve the American people.
Yeah. No, I get it. Well, I appreciate the discussion on your show this morning. I thought you and Greg and Pat did a great job on it. And, you know, always a pleasure to have you call into our show. And it's great to have you lead in for us. We got to do this. We got to do more often on the road stuff. You know, we can't make it just every June to Amory.
I agree with you. We can... Anytime you want to hit the road, my friend, I am with you.
All right. Thank you,
by
Jane.
The way, yeah. By the way, Todd, crunchy peanut butter is better. That's just the end of the discussion.
Wow. Very strong opinions from Jane today. I love it. I love it. Thank you, my friend. Appreciate you. Listen to Jane every day from 10 until noon in the Civic Media. Let's go to Jack, I believe was next. Jack in Merrimack. Always love it when I get to say Jack from Merrimack because it rhymes. Jack, what say you?
Thanks, Todd. Yeah, the rebuttal from Voss to Evers' speech is just the arrogance of our continued to be gerrymandered in Republicans just is amazing. They have learned nothing from the last election when they lost, you know, a good portion of their majority. They must be hoping that they're going to get the Supreme Court back and steal back their gerrymandering. I mean, that's the only thing I can think of, because if they continue to do this, the only people that are going to vote for them are those who are tribalistically Republicans or MAGAs and don't believe in anything else and don't believe anything else. And that is not a majority of Wisconsinites. It's not even a majority nationally. How you can continue to basically say to the governor, anything you want to do, we're against it, no matter if it helps people, no matter if it keeps people safer, it just totally amazes me. These guys are just so far out, it's unbelievable.
I appreciate
anyway, that's the end of my
no, I appreciate the call, Jack. I think you're right. And to your point, Jane's a little bit, I think the proof is going to be in the pudding in now under 2 years when Wisconsin voters go back to the polls and in these more competitive legislative districts, what's going to attract voters? Is it the strict party line stance that Republicans seemed to take last night? Or is it going to be someone who wants to reach towards the middle? Tony off of YouTube says, for a party full of tough guys, sure seems to be a lot of guys who are scared to govern. There you go. Appreciate that. 855-752-4842. Let's go to Joe in Madison. Joe, about a minute and a half. If you have to, we'll bring it back after the break. But thanks for holding. Let's see you.
Real brief, I just wanted to add to the discussion. There was a series that was run in Milwaukee Journal Sentinel within the last year that was looking at gun violence, and it looked across the state. And I just remember one of the stats that was so startling to me and so appalling. They were looking at the issue of gun violence, and they included in that suicide. So then they looked at county by county, per capita, what counties had the highest rates of gun violence. It was astounding. One would think Milwaukee County. Uh-uh. Seven counties before Milwaukee County, gun violence per capita up in the north. So it was Pine. It was, near Forest County, those counties. I'm sorry, I can't remember them all. You can look up the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel article. And what was astounding to me was that was looking at the issue of mental health and people who are isolated. Hunting is big up there. Guns are very accessible for people. And it's heartbreaking to think that there are young men and women, because it was mainly young people who were affected by this, just caught up in to lose their lives to suicide, not just to gun violence, and by a gang violence, but to suicide was absolutely heartbreaking. So check it out, people. It was a sobering.
Joe, as our friend Matt Flynn likes to say, you always nail it, and you do. I want to come back and talk about this, what Joe just said. Mental health and guns and rural communities in Wisconsin. Very important. Don't go anywhere. It's the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Eagle 1490 AM. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
for AM 1490 WLCX. I'm Jimmy Cuska.
At Arcadia, to the list of area school districts going to referendum, the district is seeking a four-year operational referendum at a total price tag of $3.75 million to cover the cost of paying for staff and facilities. 92 districts statewide so far have committed to a referendum this spring, 5 in February, including Mauston, and 87 more in April, including Arcadia, Bangor, Cochrane, Fountain City, DeSoto, Holman, Independence, Melrose, Mindoro, New Lisbon, Prairie du Chien, Viroqua, and Whitehall. Governor Tony Evers spoke about the need for more mental health services in Wisconsin. With more, here's Civic Media's Lisa Hale.
Governor Tony Evers named 2025 the Year of the Kid in his address. He highlighted many initiatives aimed at improving the lives of children not just in school, but during the 80% of the time that they're not in school as well. He said in his upcoming biennial budget proposal, he'll ask for $300 million to provide mental health services in schools statewide.
Let's start treating our state's mental health crisis with the urgency it requires.
The $300 million would also fund expanded mental health training and peer-to-peer suicide prevention programs.
While Governor Evers pitched funding increases for education in last night's State of the State, the Department of Public Instruction announced it was freezing any hiring through June while the state budget process plays out. The DPI's budget was cut by $2.3 million in the last budget cycle. Republicans applauded the hiring freeze as a sign of fiscal responsibility. The DPI has requested an additional $3 billion for public education in the next budget cycle, including the $300 million for mental health services. President Donald Trump issued pardons to over 1,500 people who were charged in the January 6th Capitol insurrection on Monday, and among those pardoned were 11 people from Wisconsin. That includes Charles Walters of Sparta, Abram Markovsky of La Crosse, Joshua Munn of Melrose, and Kevin Loftus of Eau Claire. Trump's blanket pardon also commuted any ongoing sentences. The pardons were part of a wave of executive orders issued by Trump once he took office this week.
For WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Netflix is raising its rates again by $2.50 a month, regardless of plan. This comes despite the streamer adding 18 million new subscribers in the fourth quarter of 2024. Why would they raise their rates while adding so many subscribers? You'll love this. Netflix says they have to raise their rates to make more content. Yes, they think we aren't very bright. I would have thought they were using that extra money to fix buffering issues from celebrity boxing matches and NFL games. Suits is proving to be one of the most bingeable shows on TV. It now has a popular spinoff called Suits LA. Clever. The show has just announced a slew of guest stars who will appear during the first season, which includes stand-up comedian Patton Oswalt, Fear the Walking Dead's Maggie Grace, and Brian Baumgartner, who played Kevin on The Office. Suits LA premieres February 23rd on USA. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
We are going to put a little pause on that warm-up that started yesterday. Today, sunshine, cooler, 12 our high this afternoon. Tonight, down to 2 below, but we will get back to 23 tomorrow, 32 our high by Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside right now, it's 12.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Mike Siegel. Hey, Mike.
When I look back on all those years on the road and going on two-lane highways in northern Wisconsin in the dead of winter, could have been like 10 below outside. One deer jumps out in front of me. I was like, I'm done here.
You're in a ditch and they're not going to find you for 3 days. Dead deer carcass over there and a dead comedian carcass.
Holding his date book.
Somebody might want to call and cancel him at Zanies next week in Chicago.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, it's our popcorn pick of the week with our friend Greg Vadney from the Roar Museum in Manitowoc. Then documentary filmmaker Kate Stapleton joins me to talk about her film, which premieres at the Door County Film Festival.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Pursuing truth. truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tylo Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 34 now past the hour of 1 o'clock. Keeper between the lines, as my old professor at UW-Platteville, Jack O'Neill, used to say. Sometimes we get done like a, if it was a Tuesday, Thursday class or a Monday, Wednesday, Friday, whatever the last class of the week is, Jack would end class and he'd say, keeper between the lines this weekend.
Important advice.
Good advice. You don't want to be going off the road. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842, or you can text us on the Civic Media app to join in the fun. We are going to get to what's worse in just a minute, but I want to finish up this discussion on Governor Evers' State of the State last night. Ted, listening on WISS out of Appleton or WGBW out of Green Bay. You're right in the middle there, Ted, in Appleton, the beautiful town of Appleton, which I lived in for one summer while my parents were getting a divorce. We lived off a campus drive. You kind of went north and there was like a little subdivision. We lived in a duplex right by the railroad tracks. So like as a young kid, that was exciting that the train would come by and that was a lot of fun.
Yeah. It with the two radio stations, it kind of sucked because it's in the area where sometimes the Green Bay station starts fading out, and you can't get the Oshkosh station. And one or two of the stations got to increase their power. So
we'll work
on
that.
Get your radio station better.
We'll work on that.
I think we are working on that. Yeah.
Yeah. I appreciate the feedback, but then but I get it. But then you could always listen to us on the Civic Media app.
Well, I'm not an app person on my phone. I work at the airport.
Oh, nice.
At night, plowing snow.
And by the way, the Appleton Airport, for those of you who don't know, if you're looking for a deal on flights, I learned this from my stepbrother who flies in from Portland, Oregon. There, you can sometimes fly cheaper out of Appleton than you can Green Bay, Madison, or Milwaukee.
Yep.
Yeah, and I mean, it's frustrating because, you know, I can't listen to you guys very good because it's in and out and it's just, then
well,
I
we appreciate
to the idiot from Green Bay.
not in our network, another guy. Yeah, I appreciate you pulling the signal in. What did you want to say about the state of the state last night, Ted? See, it's like Tommy Thompson used to say, in Wisconsin you could call and get a wrong number and still talk for half an hour.
Exactly. And that's part of the I missed it. I'm not a Tommy fan because of what he did to the budget and how he screwed us over, but he did work with both sides.
Right.
I do miss that. That part I do miss.
Yep.
But who were the two stone-faced so-and-sos next to Voss?
The woman, I believe she had a red dress on, that's Mary, I can never say her last name, Falswicki or something like that. She is the new Senate president. And then on the other side, and I should know the name, but I don't, it would have been the Speaker Pro Tem of the Assembly. So during the State of the State address, you have the governor, whoever that is, at the dais speaking, and then right behind them is the Speaker. So you had a Robin Voss. And then as we were looking at it on television, to his right was the Senate president, and to his left was the Assembly Speaker Pro Tem.
Kevin Peterson.
Thank you.
What happened to Kevin?
My sister asked the same thing last night. She goes, who's the dude sitting up there with Voss?
Yeah. I went to school. I hate to admit this, but I was a classmate of Kevin Peterson.
Were you really? Now, all right, so give us the tea. Spill the tea, Ted. What's up with Kevin Peterson? This could be a brand new segment. What's up with Representative Kevin Peterson? All right, spill the tea, Ted.
He's been soaked since he, you know, had that big fight with Bartle and the Wapaka idiots, Republican. he's been so quiet, and I haven't heard. I've got friends who are friends with him yet, and they haven't said nothing about him. Mm-hmm. And I haven't seen hide or hair of him. Haven't seen anything about him. And all I know is he's exceptionally book smart, but common sense stupid.
A couple of bricks short of a load.
he is exceptional smart book wise. Mm-hmm. That's why he was on a nuclear submarine, because he was one of those kind of people.
I think that's what a lot of people just watching the thing were like, why can't these Republicans behind Evers, why can't they just be cordial at least clap for things like $35 insulin cap, or kids or clean water? That seems like something that everybody could get along with.
And that's going to affect me now, because I am a diabetic. Mm-hmm. I'm on insulin.
Yeah.
And now with the reversal, I don't know how much it's going to go up. Yeah. That's what scares me.
Ted.
But
they could at least acknowledge him. Yeah. Hang on to your snowplow, Ted. We have exciting news.
Oh, I will.
Conrad, one of our great producers at WGBW, tells us that we have a brand new signal now that transmits, I don't know if it's the Green Bay station or the Oshkosh station, but it transmits the network. And it's in Appleton, Wisconsin. And you can find it. Thank you, Ted, for this call, because between you and Conrad, I have learned something new today. We have an Appleton signal that on your dial, 96.5. 96.5. Try that out. 96.5, and you might be able to get as clear as a bell. Right there in the hometown of Harry Houdini.
I will let you know. I will try
Please do. Do it. Report back.
And if it doesn't work, I will call you and chew your you-know-what out.
Please do. I'm the middleman in this deal. I'm getting the word from Conrad, who's a fine gentleman, but maybe Conrad's yanking my chain. I don't know. But 96.5, give it a try and report back tomorrow.
I will do that, sir.
All right. Well, look, by the way, Ted, you get the award for best call of the day. Best call of the day. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, this is only my second or third time calling.
We'll call more.
I just heard about you guys this fall in November, and it's like, where the hell have you guys been all these times? I mean,
well, we've been here for a couple of years.
I had to listen to that idiot Joel out of Green Bay just to see what the hell's going on, you know?
Well, now you got an idiot named Todd. You can listen to me every
He completely blocked me. He won't let me call in anymore.
I will never block you. I'll never block you, Ted. Thank you, Ted. Thanks for all you do. Keeping our planes going up there at the Appleton Airport. We appreciate you, my friend. You're doing the hard work, the working people of Wisconsin. All right. Thank you, Ted.
Thank you.
Yep, you're welcome. Have a great day. How about that, Zummers?
That was great.
Now, that's what we're looking for right there. That's what we're looking for. That's fantastic. And also, thanks to Conrad.
Yes, thank you, Conrad.
96.5. Is this true?
Yeah, I thought we had an Appleton signal, but I wasn't 100% certain what it was. You know, there's just so much changing and adding.
We had a six-hour meeting in Racine last week, and this never came up. A six-hour meeting, and they never told us, oh, and by the way, you also could be heard in Appleton now.
I don't know how recent it is. I'm not sure.
Maybe it just happened today. Brand new. See, listen to the show, and you never know when new music and new information may come your way. That was the best call of the day. That made – I feel like – I wish we could just end the program right now.
Well, we can't.
We'll have dead air for the next 20 minutes. No, we can't end now because, Zommers, here it is, 44 past the hour. Time once again for What's Worse. Let's go. This or that, this
or that. Then, of course, the choice is yours. You can get with this or you can get with that. You can get with this or you can get with that.
Time once again for What's Worse. No prize money to be given away. No prizes. Just your chance to be heard across the state of Wisconsin on What's Worse. By the way, I better correct myself on air. Maybe they sent a memo. Because
that's possible.
Luke Mathers asked me about something else today. And he goes, well, didn't you read that in the email? Like, I saw it. I just didn't open it up.
So maybe it's your fault.
I don't have, you understand, I don't have time to read everything. And so I put the focus on the listeners of the show. So if it was sent out in memo or chat form, believe me, we have a chat for everything.
And there are a lot of chats.
If it was sent out in a chat or a memo that I stand, then it's my fault. But thank God Conrad's listening.
Yes, thank you.
And a great, he and Pete Schwabe have the great show up in WGBW, based out of there, but can be heard across the network every night from 6 until 8. Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Conrad, who I listened to their New Year's Eve or New Year's Day show. And Conrad inspired me because I need to lose a little bit of weight this year. I've gotten lazy, and that's Conrad's one of his goals. So I thought, well, geez, if one of my civic media colleagues couldn't say this on the air and do it, then I need to get my butt in gear so I lose more butt. So thank you, Conrad. Appreciate that. All right, time once again for What's Worse. Very simple. Get right to it. What's worse? Natural, quote-unquote, peanut butter or Skippy? Natural peanut butter or Skippy? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Or you can text us on the Civic Media app, unless you're Ted, who's not an app person. But look, I get that. But the Civic Media one's so darn simple, even Todd can do it. You just go to your app store. You open it up. There'll be a search bar. You type Civic Media, C-I-V-I-C Media. You click on the little CM logo that comes up. It takes less than a minute. It's free. It's what Gail King at CBS calls a deal, the Civic Media app. Text us, call us. What's worse, natural peanut butter or Skippy? 855-752-4842. Greg, listening in Waukesha on WAUK. Greg, what's worse, Skippy or natural peanut butter?
Todd, I feel like natural peanut butter is worse, and here's why. Natural peanut butter, you have that layer of whatever. I'm going to call it layer of peanut butter blob on top. And I, as a blind guy, was like, what the heck is this?
Right?
I didn't know what, you know, the heck that was. And it's like, what am I touching? That happens a lot with me, by the way. I'm just touching this blob of whatever, and like, I don't know what it is. But anyway, so be careful if the lights are out and you're reaching your hand into.
I could not agree with you more. Usually I try to wait to give people my opinion. I'm 100% with you. Because look, I'm not a blind guy, but it makes it even, I'm sure it's even worse because you don't know what it is. But even, I mean, right. I get it. It's supposed to be better for you, quote unquote, but it's just, it separates. And so you got to stir it up. It's an extra step, and I don't have time for it.
I mean,
so give me the hydrogenated oils and Skippy or whatever. Actually, if you want to know the truth, my former boss used to say, I always want to know the truth. If you want to know the truth, I'm a Jif person. You know, choosy moms choose Jif. But if I had to choose, I'd say natural's worse. Go ahead.
Todd, really quick. My sister, we once, this was back when I was young. I hope she's not listening right now. But we once tried chunky peanut butter for the first time. And my sister, who was 4 or 5 at the time, said, Grandma, why are there stones in my peanut butter? She's not chunky peanut butter had stones in it. Anyway, stop the blob, Todd.
Thanks. Thanks, Greg. Kind of always appreciate your listenership, my friend. Greg in Waukesha, 855-752-4842. What's worse, Skippy or natural peanut butter? More of your calls after this, as well as text. Jeff Perry says Skippy is worse. And coincidentally, my nickname in college was Skippy. Back after this on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Up North News Radio. It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Holler House is home to the two oldest sanction lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents. The pins still set by people? Swear, and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Holler House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pins still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Seems everywhere in the state, housing has just gotten so expensive. Our current president ran on promises to help the middle class, and I'd like to know what he's going to do about the housing shortages. I went through the executive orders. I read through the speech transcript a couple of times. Nothing he really said or did in the first couple days has anything to do with helping the middle class.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Chocolate.
Butter.
Hey!
Oh, you got your chocolate and my peanut butter.
You got peanut butter on my chocolate.
What?
What?
Delicious.
Two great tastes that taste great together. Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. Real milk chocolate delicious peanut butter.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
And Reese's Crunchy Peanut Butter Cups topped with chopped peanuts.
No. Welcome back to the show. It is 8 minutes before the hour of 2 o'clock at the top of the hour. CBS and ABC News, depending upon which station you're listening to, followed by the Maggie Dawn Show every afternoon from 2 until 4. Dom Salvia, 4 until 6. And then Conrad, the knower of all stations. And thank God he does. And Pete Schwabo with Nightlight from 6 until 8. And then our friend Robert Pilot from Native Roots Radio in after Rick Smith Across America. Robert was on Jay Matt and Air show. Great interview today with Robert Pilot. He has a great show. Listen to it every night here, Native Roots Radio on Civic Media. Right now, ending the show with the important question, what's worse, natural peanut butter? And CP, who writes these, put natural in quotes. I'm not sure what that means, but natural.
Well, I think it depends on the brand. Some brands just say they're natural because they can sell better.
Like, right.
You have to actually, you know, look at the label and read
right,
it.
Right.
So I see why he says that.
Okay. Natural peanut butter or Skippy? Skippy.
I am going to have to go with L.A. Tom. He says, I love natural better. And I agree. Okay, I totally get why people don't. Mm. It is a pain in the butt to stir in the oil and everything.
Right.
To me, it's worth it. I just like the texture better. And also Skippy, specifically that brand, just tastes off to me. I don't know what it is.
Well, that's why I'm a Jif guy.
Right, Jif is better.
And all right, we learned this in the break for the people who don't watch YouTube and Facebook and Twitter. You made it very well known on the show that you are allergic to nuts, and I thought that included peanuts, and then you're saying, oh, I love peanut butter. I'm like, are you trying to kill yourself or what?
No, I am not allergic to peanuts. It's weird.
You're not. I did not know this.
I have a strange set of nut allergies. I don't really understand it. I'm allergic to tree nuts, but not almonds. Almonds are tree nuts.
I thought you had a slip of the tongue there. That was pretty funny, but anyway.
Not quite.
Well, that's good. I'm glad you're not allergic to peanuts. And so what's worse, natural peanut butter or Skippy? What's worse? 855-752-7255. 855-752-4842. Steady Eddie, listening on the app, I believe, says, Todd, a.k.a. Skippy, eat natural peanut butter if you care about your health. Skip the Skippy. Skippy is out to kill you. That seems extreme. I suggested organic peanut butter. Peanuts are grown, usually grown, using lots of herbicides. Oh, I did not know that. Andrew in Maine says, today I learned that Mr. Zomers is allergic to a lot of nuts, but not peanuts, almonds, or all balls. Should have pre-read that one. Len in Madison says, from the cost aspect, natural peanut butter is worse. From the health aspect, Skippy is worse. Compare the numbers of ingredients on the labels. Well, that I'll give you that. And listening on the beautiful, she's in Chippewa Falls. She must be on the app for AUK, but you can listen to us locally in Chippewa Falls on WCFW, The Tap. Anne says, this is the thing people need to check for rancid oil. You can buy natural peanut butter that's good. I recommend Justin's peanut butter. What's worse is consuming something that tastes good that will give you a heart attack, or eat peanut butter that has good oils. You can find good oils in peanut butter. You just need to find a good one. Well, she's probably right about that.
I also like crunchy peanut butter. And crunchy is, like, if you like crunchy peanut butter, yeah. I feel like natural crunchy is just better, in my opinion.
Probably that'll give you. That'll give you.
If you like crunchy.
I don't like the crunchy stuff.
Again, I respect
that. It gets in my teeth, the top of my mouth, and it's just, I like a good smooth peanut butter. Here you go. My compadre, as we say in Spanish, the father of my godsons, the biological father of my god. But we said yesterday, my youngest godson, Jason, turned 25 yesterday. So here's Jason's dad saying, he's a scientist, you understand. Kurt, he's a criminal justice major and a chemist. So this guy knows what he's doing. He says, a peanut is not a nut, you nut.
It is true. It's a legume.
he didn't call me a nut, but I added that. Don't you remember the controversy with his mother-in-law? It's a legume.
Yep.
There you go. Peanuts, despite their name, are not nuts. They are classified as legumes, which means they are part of the same family as beans, lentils, and peas. There you go. You see why I hang around with that guy? Because he keeps me in line. Here's news you could use. Think about this. We've got, and as Craig Ferguson used to say in the Late Late Show, Mr. Zomers, what have we learned today? We've learned a lot.
We've learned that the Appleton signal is
96.5. We learned that we have a brand new station out there that we did. It's like getting the test results back from a 23andMe. Oh my God, I have a brother. So we have a new station out there, 96.5. We learned that. What else?
You learned that I'm not allergic to peanuts.
We learned that Zomers is not allergic to peanuts.
And that they're not nuts.
That they're legumes. Think about that. I mean, not too many places you can tune in and learn all that. And have fun doing it, for goodness sake. You know, that's fantastic. So there you go. Zomers says that Skippy is worse. I say that natural peanut butter is worse. But I really am a Jif guy.
And I think from the text, it was actually split pretty evenly.
It was. Yeah, it was split evenly. All right, great show today. Had a lot of fun. Tomorrow, the Lieutenant Governor, Sarah Rodriguez, will be on the show. We'll ask her about peanut butter. No, probably not. But we'll also have Brady Ewing talking a little sports. And we've got Peter Rapine from EPOM's World on Week in Review. It's going to be a great show. We hope you're along for it. Thanks for listening. Whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. Maggie Dawn is next. See you tomorrow.
Your drum, keep banging on, and your day will come. Keep banging on your drum, and they will hear you.
This is the talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM. Pat Kreitlow.
Friday morning, we'll ask our Week in Review panel to weigh in on whether the new Trump administration is on track or is already a train wreck.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Where are you at with dome stadiums?
Oh, love them. Snow games are awesome, but it's also a risk of injuries and everything.
Give me a dome anytime. I don't want to see elite athletes running on snow like it's me playing out there and tripping and slipping. I want to watch those guys run. I want the receivers to run and catch their passes. I want to see great athletes being great athletes.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Soaring high above La Crosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A federal judge in Washington state temporarily halted President Trump's executive order seeking to limit birthright citizenship, saying it violates the 14th Amendment.
The 83-year-old Reagan appointee who heard the initial argument on the president's executive order said in his four decades on the bench, he can't recall a more clear case. Judge John Kuhnauer called Trump's move blatantly unconstitutional, and he swiftly issued a restraining order to block it. The president has aimed to prohibit the issuance of passports and social security numbers to children born to immigrants here illegally or on visas starting next month.
ABC Stephen Portnoy. Senator Lisa Murkowski says she's a no vote for Defense Secretary nominee Pete Hegseth, citing his past comments on women serving in combat and allegations of mishandling finances. Republicans can only lose three votes without Democratic support. The majority of the country remains locked in a deep freeze. That includes rare snow in the South. This is ABC News.